Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass at 6:23. And it feels like we have been waiting for this game for a while with the bye week. It's finally here, guys. Falcons Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is at 7:15, but pregame with the both of you starts at 5:00. What time does that mean you're going to get here today or go to the Benz at?
Game time. That means that I'm probably going to get to the Benz. I don't know, around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Try to settle in. Usually we try to get there an hour in advance, and Commissioner Gordon Robinson have us set up there. And we kind of flipped this year back and forth between the Mercedes Club and the Delta Club, which are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I don't get to attend Falcons games as a fan, but if I did, that's where I'd be headed. You know what I mean? A lot of fun, obviously, for that realm.
So tonight is actually the first home Monday night game for Atlanta since 2017. Do you remember that list I was giving you last week of the weird concession foods that
Yes.
are all across different stadiums? So Atlanta was on that one, but not for a weird food. They said our prices are weird because the hot dog is $2. Like, that's the weirdest thing to ever happen in an NFL stadium.
Can I tell you, too, when it comes to that, I always get a little bit upset when we have people that call in and blame Arthur Blank for Falcon struggles. And I think that's just it's like this weird kind of storyline where people are like, Arthur Blank needs to sell a team. Dude, first of all, I don't think people realize where this franchise would be without Arthur Blank or where this city would be without Arthur Blank. Man, all the guy cares about is money and PSLs. That's fine. He could get a lot more money if he sold more expensive concessions, probably. And that's just, it's a beautiful thing, I think, for this city that's the way the vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
But especially down in Mercedes-Benz and Delta Club, Bo will laugh at me. The first time we were down there, I went up and tried to purchase a bottle of water. And they were like, no, man, that's free down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
No, they didn't even treat him like that. She's like, hey, I'm going to take care of you. And
got
she
the hook
hands
up.
It to him, and he's like, I think they took care of me. And like for 40 minutes, he felt
that's
good.
Not true.
And then we look over, and they put 60 bottles out. Just let take them when you're in one of those clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of nice. So we're in the Mercedes Club tonight.
Okay.
Because we were in Delta last time, right?
Yes.
You guys got to figure it out before 5 o'clock.
I know. I was going to say, probably one of those things where we park in the red deck and we're like, all right, I'm headed to Delta.
Where are you, Gordon? Tell us.
I just can never remember because they're the same. They're very much, they're a lot alike, but they're different. You know what I mean? They're just set up a little bit different. But it feels like you're sitting in the same place for us, the way we're set up. Now, this game's really important tonight now, though, because Tampa Bay is kept pace. They're 5-1 now. And Carolina is much better. And I had said this on Twitter, and people were like wanting to talk about Carolina, making it about the Falcons. And I'm like, what I'm saying is no one expected Carolina to be 3-3 after 6 games. Doesn't matter who they beat or how they beat them. It's the fact that you didn't expect to, be in a Monday Night Football game against Buffalo in week 6. trying to keep pace with Carolina. We all thought that Carolina and – I mean, most people thought Carolina and New Orleans would just be bottom of the division the entire time.
Yeah.
And Carolina, and that's a good win for Carolina.
I agree.
The Cowboys are not a bad team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're high-flying offense, and that offense stuck with Dallas yesterday. Now, Dallas' defense was horrific yesterday. But he missed Dan Quinn, something awful. and they missed Micah Parsons, too. So, but yeah, I mean, this is an important game because then you go on the road against a 4-2 San Francisco team who just continues to get injured.
Craziness, man. Did you see that Juwan Jennings actually played that game yesterday for them with broken ribs? But yeah.
Aye. Well, Mac Jones has got a rib injury, too.
Yeah, that and you're right. They play dinged up. But you're right. I mean, we got to keep pace with Carolina, obviously. You know, Tampa as well and everything else going on in and around this division. But I think more along the lines of it kind of being an identity game for the Atlanta Falcons, right? I think that's one of the biggest things for me is we've talked about Penix, man, that Carolina game was just a, you know, blip on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
This defense is top 10 and, you know, we're number one and all these different defensive statistics. But there's so many things you can look at, you know, and kind of poke holes in that. If you're just an average NFL fan or somebody that doesn't want to see the Falcons do good, you kind of look at that and go, well, you got Marcus Mariota, and they didn't have Terry McLaurin, or you know this, that, and the other. You can go down the list. It's a kind of a, I don't want to say a prove it game because I don't think they need to prove anything, but it's kind of one of those things where you start getting into the nitty gritty of the schedule, and you know some of these statistics and things that you think about our defense, you can start kind of boasting about. And I think it kind of starts tonight when you talk about an MVP and Josh Allen. And a Buffalo offense that averages 30.8 points per game. It's been crazy.
Well, and one of the things we were talking about last week is we need the crowd to be there early.
Of course.
So I came back from Aruba yesterday. The gate that we were flying in from yesterday was going to JFK first. And so I looked around, and I want to say half of the people getting on that flight were wearing Bills Mafia. Like, the spirit is loud and proud with that fan base. So tonight... get to the Benz early.
Early.
Well, unless you're in the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
And
you can stay out.
Don't show up. Look, I think we need to brace ourselves that it might look like an SEC championship game in there.
I ain't bracing anything. Hawkins fans will show up.
It's going to be – I hope so because –
Remember, we said the same thing about the Chiefs for Thursday Night Football last year, and I thought the Falcons fans were as good that night on Thursday night as they have ever been.
Yeah, that was a Sunday.
Yeah,
the Sunday night.
Yeah, you might be right.
The Bucks was the Thursday.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Chiefs fan, I'm like, okay.
I'm gonna tell you. There's a lot of people from Buffalo. I know like 10 people that are Buffalo fans that are from Buffalo that either in my neighborhood or I've known, you know, in the past. Like right out, like right there, like and then all of them are seemingly going, and it just feels like. More and more, I just keep hearing more and more Buffalo fans. And, of course, Allie, you know, talked about all the ones that she's already encountered traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be a rowdy – it's going to be a rowdy night, and they're going to show up. So we got to show up, too. It's going to be tough. Look, you talk about an identity game, and I know you kind of mentioned defense. This is one of the worst rush defenses in the league coming into this building. We're a top 10 rushing offense. We have possibly the best player in the league right now as far as skill position and Bijan Robinson. Yeah, there's the identity right there. We got to make sure we can run. And I would be fine with having 180 yards, you know, 50 yards plus rushing, right? Because that means I think we've controlled the ball and we've ran it well.
Yeah. No, I got a couple things on this as well. I saw earlier that Buffalo combined by both teams, when Buffalo plays, both teams are averaging 300 yards on the ground rushing. That's like both teams combined. So you're right, 150 would be kind of right in the boat, but they're going to get theirs too. So I think that becomes concerning as well. Can we stop their running game, especially if they're utilizing Josh Allen as a plus one? I'm so curious to see where Jeff Ulbrich goes with that defensively. You know what I mean? Like, do we do kind of the Marcus Mariota style of defense where it's kind of this 5-1 set and Divine Diablo's off the ball and you're rolling Billy Bowman and Jesse Bates down into the box? Or, you know, is there some other kind of take on it where you just say, hey, we're going to try to keep Josh Allen in the pocket, although he's been pretty good, you know, throughout his time from the pocket? So there's a lot of different ways to control it. And I think that when you look at the ability of them to run the ball and our ability to run the ball, they're getting Ed Oliver back. you know, obviously, you know, we're not going to have Darnell Mooney, it doesn't look like. So there's so many different shades of this thing that allude to this being a really a battle of two running attacks with James Cook and Bijan. Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Robinson. No, Mooney being out and Lakell London being out. TQ Graham was not ready to come back. He was practicing, and I thought he might have a chance, but no. But, you know, Mooney and London out. Lakell London, to me, I think people don't maybe underestimate how like good he's been, and he's been pretty. I feel like he's been important for the rest of the defense has been pretty good for the Falcons for the most part. They've gotten gashed at times, but to me, it's wrapping these guys up in the backfield, like not losing your integrity in pass rush and letting Josh Allen bust one up the middle or get outside of somebody and take off. James Cook makes people miss in the backfield. He's been very good at making that first guy miss, especially when it's right at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, and then he's busting him. So you got to get him on the ground. He's a top five running back in the league.
I'm going to hit you with one more stat, and then we got to go to break. But I saw this one earlier. Buffalo has allowed 20.6% of the runs against them to go 10 or more yards, and It that sounds ridiculous, but one of five runs against them, every fifth run against them has gone for 10 or more yards and has been an explosive. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think about because you don't think of Buffalo in that light with guys like Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, who will be out tonight. But it's they can be had with the explosives on the ground. I think that's something for us to really kind of latch on to.
With that stat, that tells me, like, my first thing that comes to mind is Bijan has got to turn one of those into the house, a house call. Okay? And that's the one you want to criticize him, be critical or critique his game at all, right? It's that he doesn't turn the 12, 15, 20-yard run into the house call. He's got to turn one of those into a house call. They would desperately need a big play because he gets momentum going. And look, I'm okay with only one being a house call and the rest just churning yardage because
right. For
every first down you get, that's what, 2.5 minutes of gameplay? That yep. Josh Allen doesn't get to see the field.
I agree.
Well, we're going to get more into the keys for success tonight. We're going to get into the injuries. We lightly talked about them, but we kind of got a lot of swaps going on. Some are in, some are out. We'll get to that at 7. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up. Mike said he's about to make all the Auburn fans really mad, and that's all I know. It makes me nervous, and we've got my Mac drop. It took years to realize I have been lied to. I've been had, and I'll explain what happened next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.